This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One. Hey guys, this is actually a historic moment. I feel like, I mean, this is a cool song, but I feel like we need like fanfare or something because Doug and I have worked together for, I'm going to guess, maybe almost 11 years now. In that time, the only time that Doug Steffen has not been on the air is in case of natural disaster. There you go. There's a Doug Steffen orchestra right now. He's actually on vacation, guys. This is a first. So Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I will hold down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. And we'll have some fun. It's like girl power for the next,
I know, right?
10 days here on Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So really happy that Doug is on vacation. He'll probably check in with us. But in the meantime, time, ladies, it's our turn.
I'm excited for some girl power for sure. Well, we won't be too girly. We'll have to just warn everyone. We're not going to be too girly, but it'll be really fun.
No, it's not going to be Justin Bieber on the one. So we're going to make it okay for everyone.
Wait, it's not?
No, sorry, Kara.
Kara got his whole library ready.
Doug and I actually had lunch on Friday, and I think it was his effort to kind of to give me the tips in life to make sure that everything's going to be okay with the show with the baby while he's gone. And he's going to be in London. He's actually doing a tour. He's going by himself, doing this tour with other people that he doesn't know, and he's going to be going to all of these kind of spiritual sites in and around England, actually. So in and around London, but throughout the country as a whole as well. And I'm excited for him. So this should be good. We'll make sure that he checks in with us, and I'm sure we'll get a full report when he gets back.
Yeah, it's exciting for him because he's been talking so much lately about spirituality and taking that constellation course that has meant so much to him. So I think that that was really the impetus behind him taking a real vacation. And I think unwinding and having something totally out of your comfort zone for him and doing something totally new and not worrying about the farm and not worrying about us, I think it's going to be really rejuvenating for him for sure.
Now, probably the biggest story of the weekend, and maybe we can all go around and talk about the biggest story that we noticed this weekend, aside from the politics, which just when you're 15 days away from an election, obviously you're going to hear a lot about Donald Trump, a lot about Hillary Clinton, but I thought the biggest story of the weekend, I kept getting alerts to my phone anyway, was this AT&T Time Warner merger.
Yeah.
And if you follow any of this, Time Warner actually just sold their cable property, so their cable systems, to Charter, which is now called Spectrum Business. Well, now they decided to get out of the business entirely. They're getting rid of HBO, CNN, TNT, Warner Brothers, the film studio. They're going to merge with AT&T. And I don't have this kind of money lying around. I don't even know how to visualize it in my brain.
I know, right?
But this is a deal that's going to cost $85.4 billion with a B dollars. And this has been, I mean, this has really been blowing up this weekend, saying that there will be more mergers like this to follow, which just means a couple of people in charge of all the content that we see. It's
pretty crazy.
Doesn't
that make you really nervous? Because I already get frustrated that, say, Comcast and Verizon in most places are like the only options that you have. And both of those companies, I think most people agree, kind of suck, or at least their customer service sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And I have AT&T, so it just makes, I don't know, it makes me nervous. And didn't they already break AT&T up once?
Well, AT&T is actually, so there's a couple of different sides to the Time Warner empire. The Time Warner empire had print publications. It had film companies in the form of Warner Brothers. It had a bunch of different cable networks. And then it actually had, like, the cable properties where you would pay Time Warner to get cable service at your home. Time Warner already got rid of that. So that company will be Spectrum. And you're right. Most of the time, there's only, and this has been pretty consistent, actually. It's probably better than it ever has been, where you have one cable operator to choose from, and then you can look at Fios or you can look at satellite service for delivery of content to your home. But cable companies are losing a lot of business because of Hulu, because young people, and I'd be curious to ask you guys, I'm still of the age group in my late 30s where I still want to have cable service in my home or Fios or satellite. But do you guys pay for that, or do you use streaming services like Roku or Hulu?
Well, I've got, I have RCN cable, which I had Time Warner. I'm in New York City, and Time Warner was kind of the only option, and it was terrible. It was the absolute worst, and then RCN moved in from Queens and Brooklyn. It was sort of an outer borough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an outer borough type service, and then now they're in Manhattan, which is a million times better. The only reason we still have not cut the cord is because my boyfriend is a sports producer, and he needs all the sports channels.
Like the excuse.
Well, and
I just want the sports games, honey. It's for work.
We literally had a tiff yesterday about the it's for work argument. But that is the only reason that we have not cut the cord completely, because I have Amazon Prime. We have all of our Netflix and Amazon Prime stuff and Hulu and HBO Now. So we don't have HBO. I've been cutting back on our cable bill over the last 2 years. But the only reason we still have it is just for the sports package, which you still can't fully get online. Like, you can't actually stream NFL games or NBA or even baseball seems to be a little more accessible online than other sports. I don't know if you've noticed that, Jen. I know you're a big baseball fan, and I know our eyes are still puffy from all the tears from the Dodgers.
Second biggest story of the weekend.
I know. But that's the only reason. And AT&T, interestingly, AT&T 2 years ago also bought DirecTV. So there's nothing left that they don't own.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. It's just all these properties have gone. Kara, do you pay for traditional cable or do you stream?
Well, I have both. So the good thing about having a roommate is it's, you know, everybody talks about Netflix. You know, you use somebody else's password. Well, both of us have, my sister has HBO Go, and she lets me use hers. And my roommate's parents have Netflix, and she uses hers. And so we also pay for cable because we're not actually the ones paying for those other subscriptions. But, yeah, I mean, besides... What have I watched on cable lately? Sometimes I watch Jeopardy, you know, in the evening if I've, made dinner and I just want to chill out for a little
bit.
That's
so geriatric of you.
I know. It's so cute. After she makes her chicken and gravy.
But besides that, you know, lately in the past week, I've been turning on ABC Family or Freeform or whatever it is now to watch, you know, the 13 Days of Halloween. But besides that, I don't really watch anything on cable. Maybe a sports game if there's college basketball on every now and then. But besides that, I'm watching Netflix or something else because everything is on there.
Yeah. It's more about, because I've always been sort of used to this idea of just having one or two choices to get content. But I think what disturbs me most about this, and maybe this is too tinfoil hatty, I don't even think I have my tinfoil hat here, but what gets me is that you have a couple of people now who are responsible, or a couple of companies who are going to be responsible for all the news, all the entertainment, all like TV shows, all the movies, all the print in this country, and it's a little freaky for me. That's what's kind of bizarre, is that now you've got CNN, HBO, TNT, and Warner Brothers all kind of controlled under this AT&T Time Warner deal, and you're going to see more of this. You've already heard the rumblings about Google and Apple making deals with different providers. So this could be something to keep an eye on, just if you like to have a little freedom in the type of programming, type of news, type of entertainment stuff that you consume. Now, we do have the second biggest story of the day, and that involves baseball. It's next on Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, big sports weekend. Football in play. Hockey is back. Basketball is just moments away. And, oh, boy, baseball. So, ladies.
I am
a confirmed Dodger fan for life. My grandparents had season seats. I spent much of my childhood sitting in Dodger Stadium, listening to Vin Scully, watching the Dodgers play. And in 1988, the Dodgers won the World Series. And then, ever since then, October's been really tough for the Dodgers. They're usually good enough to get there, but then this sort of happens. And they choke. And this season, no exception. We have to say congratulations, though, to the Chicago Cubs, who for the first time in 108 years were able to punch their ticket to the World Series by defeating the Dodgers. And they didn't just do it, like, by a little. Oh, no.
Yeah.
5-0. So congratulations to the Cubs. They go on to play the Indians, the Cleveland Indians, who also has a drought. They haven't won a World Series since 1948. So it's kind of cool when you see two teams who haven't won in a long time making it to the World Series. So I guess it's kind of a fun one to rally around.
It is tough because I am a recent Dodger fan. And it was hard because they were doing so well. And then, like, the wheels fell off the bus all at once. I was watching the crumbling happening. Yeah, and I was like, what the heck is going on? It was just, I don't know. I mean, I wish it's, yeah, it's great for the Cubs. Congratulations to Chicago. I have friends in Chicago who are, like, losing their minds right now. But at the same time, I kind of wish that they would have punched the ticket at 109 years so that the Dodgers could have done one final big run for Vin, because that would have just
liked that.
It would have been really, really a great story, and I know it would have been very emotional for Dodger fans who have, like you, who've been lifelong fans. It would have been a really great moment for them. But anyway, congratulations, Chicago.
Yeah, were you watching the games, Kara?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Having martinis on Saturday night, crying.
Yeah, I'm not a huge baseball fan, so I didn't watch them, but I probably will watch the World Series because, like you said, it's kind of historic. I'm excited to see the Cubs. I've got family in Chicago, so I'll probably cheer for them.
The Chicago Cubs, by the way, as far as the spiritual aspect of this game, they're on 108th Street. They stitched all their baseballs with 108 stitches, and it's the first time in 108 years that they went. So congratulations, both teams. We'll keep you posted on it. It's 21 past the hour. I'm Doug, Jen, Victoria.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You got that dream look in your eye, and I got that bad lip, classic thing that you like, and then we go crashing down, we come back every time, we never go out of style, we never go out of style.
This is Taylor Swift. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen with us, punching all the buttons, making Taylor sound extra special good today. Dougie out on vacation. And, guys, Taylor Swift has been sort of laying low. She's been hiding out. She's been going through, well, she went through a couple of breakups this year. She went through Calvin Harris first, yep. And then she was with Tom Hiddleston, and then that didn't work out so well. So she's just been, you know, working on her, doing her. And she came back, though. She came out of hiding, out of self-improvement hiding to do her first concert of 2016, and people absolutely loved it. She had 80,000 fans gathered at the Circuit of the Americas racetrack, and she seemed to do pretty well. They actually had a lot of social media going on, obviously everybody in the crowd tweeting and doing Instagram, Facebook updates. Well, apparently the moment of the night came when she performed Calvin Harris's hit song, That's Her Ex, This Is What You Came for which she shares writing credit. There was a lot of drama about that song, right, Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to listen to this, this actually sounds, she did it very slow, just at the piano. As Doug says, crank it up, Kara.
Crank it up.
Version of this song.
Yeah.
It's interesting that she wrote it under some weird Swedish name. It wasn't actually her, she didn't use her own name, and no one knew that she had a writing credit on this song until after she and Calvin Harris broke up, and I'm not really sure who spilled the beans on that. I don't think it was Calvin. I think Taylor's people, well, indirectly. You know, Taylor never does anything directly. It's always leaked somehow. There's a mysterious leak in her life always. So somehow it got out that she actually had co-written the
Russians
song.
And the WikiLeaks.
Yeah, exactly. She has her own Taylor leaks.
Yeah. You think Vladimir Putin's going, I didn't get that Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. But it was, you know, obviously this is the big online debate about her doing that song. Was it a tribute to show that they've buried the hatchet and that they're cool again, or was this yet another revenge move on Taylor's part?
Yeah, this just seems like such a weird story to me because I don't know, it's such a weird timing. I can't figure out why you would sing this song because it doesn't really feel like a tribute to me. It just feels weird if you have an ex to go and, like, publicly sing their song. So that's weird to you?
And she introed the song by saying, this is a song I've never performed before, so you guys all know the words, sing along. That's all she said about it. Like, it was her song.
I think it's probably more of a tribute, I would guess. Only because I heard a little scuttlebutt. You know, I like to keep up on my Us Weekly. And that was saying that she and Calvin Harris had sort of, you know, they buried the knife, basically. They buried the hatchet. They took it out of his back and they put it in the ground.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, I think that maybe this is their way of saying that they're okay, and maybe this is the way of saying they might be recycling. You know, I don't know how much Taylor Swift has recycled boyfriends. She certainly gets new ones all the time. But
she doesn't seem to get back together with anybody, right?
Ever. Oh, sorry, that's a little...
Exactly. I know.
All right, also in the news, in the country music news, Keith Urban. You know I love this stuff.
I'm becoming a big Keith Urban fan. I love his voice.
He's a great guitarist, by the way. He and Brad Paisley rock the guitar. It's been 5 years since Keith Urban played in my neck of the woods in Los Angeles at Staples Center. He did a show on Thursday night, and it was kind of cool because Nile Rodgers came out, and they did Sun, Don't Let Me Down, which is pretty cool. All right, more up ahead. It is Doug, Jen, Victoria at 28 past the hour.
See more around you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Stare straight in front of you. Now, everything that you see out of the corners of your eyes off to the sides is called your peripheral vision. Want to learn something fascinating? When you have negative thoughts, your peripheral vision becomes more narrow. But when you have positive thoughts, you can see much more with your peripheral vision. The reason is that negativity and even fear keeps your brain locked into that which is eliciting the fear or negativity. So, what can you do to see more around you? Well, two things. The first is to face the fears that you have. And the second is to stop yourself from dwelling in negativity. The more positive you are, the more you see. And yes, it really is that clear. For help with your psychological vision, visit drchristianconti.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
When a Beltride blows out at 3 a.m, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about me. We're gonna be alright.
Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen out on his very first vacation in as long as I've known him, which if you're keeping track, that's been 11 years almost that we've been working together, and this is his first vacation, so I will be holding down the reins for Dougie along with Victoria Schillen and Kara.
Oh,
oh my God.
You really
Victoria
are
Schillen
Doug.
And Kara Schillen. I just
you
had to
really
have my
Dougie
moment. Just shoot me. Take me out back to the pasture. I know when it's time to go. All right. Oh, this is no laughing matter, ladies. Sorry about the name confusion. Holy moly. It's still early.
It's funny.
I can't even believe it. You know when you say something and it comes out and you're like, that doesn't sound right?
Well, that's why, yeah, you're making us feel like Doug is still with us in spirit.
I'm channeling him. Yeah.
Every time he intros, he says, Victoria Killen and Kara Schillen. I said we should have our own show.
Killing and chilling.
Killing and chilling in the mornings. It would be a wacky morning duo. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, serious news now. We have lots of fun on this show, but we do have to talk about some of the serious news of the day. And over the weekend, 13 people were killed when a tour bus hit a truck in California. This was a tour bus, and I know that you've all seen them. The tour bus that they fill with people, they take them out to casinos. Well, that's exactly the case here. A tour bus that was returning from a casino crashed into the rear of a semi-tractor trailer on Sunday right outside of Palm Springs, California. It killed 13 people, injured 31 others. What's kind of odd here is the circumstances around it, because you hear people, unfortunately, have car accidents. There are bus crashes all the time. The fact that 13 people died and 31 were injured is kind of the odd thing. What was the situation going on around it? The bus driver was killed. The truck driver was injured. California Highway Patrol said that the injuries of the other 31 range from minor to moderate. This was a 1996 bus created in 1996. It was operated by USA Holiday and was coming from Los Angeles from the Red Earth Casino near the Salton Sea. Accident happened very early in the morning, about 5:17 a.m. There's still investigations going on as to whether drugs, alcohol, fatigue, speed, perhaps. What was actually involved with this accident? If you look at the images, Victoria and Kara, this bus was torn up. I mean, the front of it was basically just smushed like an accordion.
Well, yeah, they said that the bus was going so quick that when it hit the back of the big rig, the front of the back of the truck went about 15 feet into the front of the bus,
The bus hit the tractor trailer from behind.
Yeah.
It wasn't a head-on collision then,
no.
Right? Wow. Yeah, I saw the images and, it's terrible. But it's weird because you could understand if you're trying to figure out how this happened. If the bus driver dozed off, let's say, and he swerved into oncoming traffic, that would make sense. I mean, unfortunately, that happens. But ramming into the vehicle in front of you at such a speed to create this reaction, that's where it's a little weird for me. That's where I'm trying to figure out, like, what exactly happened.
Yeah, you know what, though? Someone who drives on the road in the early mornings, a lot of the time, people go really quickly because there's no one else on the roads. Yeah. And so it kind of feels like, there's no one else around. It's almost like speed limits don't apply to you because it just seems like, there's no one else around most of the time, except in this case. So I wouldn't be surprised if everyone on the bus was sleeping and he was trying to get somewhere quickly.
Yeah.
And just was driving really quickly.
You know, I'm sure, and part of the reason that it's going to take a little while here is that the bus driver actually did perish during that accident. So you have to figure out, I mean, anything can happen. At 5:17 in the morning, you have to think, was the bus driver up all night? Because I'm drawing conclusions here, but most of the time, if you're leaving a place in the morning, you're not going to leave until before 6 a.m., even if you're trying to get an early start. So were they there all night, and was he trying to drive them home? Did he sample some alcohol? Did he do some drugs to keep himself awake? Was he just exhausted? You know, these are probably all questions that, because he's no longer with us, obviously they'll do testing to his remains, but what was the scenario there?
Yeah. It's a terrible story. Yeah.
Some good news if you are in Kentucky, or if you just like bourbon, or if you're in Kentucky and like bourbon, which is also a category. Jim Beam, we all know Jim Beam. Well, the employees there have been on strike for over a week. They're going to return to work today after voting in favor of a brand new contract. This was a contract that was approved by 204-19. That's a pretty good margin of approval. It's supposed to improve working conditions at the two Jim Beam Kentucky facilities. And instead of asking for more money or hours, the employees want actually less overtime and more full-time hires. They said that some were working regularly 60 to 80 hours per week to keep up with increased whiskey production. This is a new two-year deal that includes many elements that were key to the union, including equal pay for equal work, a cap on temporary employees, and the hiring of more full-timers. Kind of interesting when you see so many businesses, or when you hear about so many businesses having trouble trying to keep up or having to shut down. Here's a company that's doing so well that its workers are exhausted. 60 to 80 hour work weeks are tough.
And what does that say about the state of the country, how much whiskey we're consuming?
Have you seen this election season?
I know, right?
I wonder, I mean, you know, when you look at patterns of things like that, well, alcohol does tend to go up. When unemployment is down, when unemployment is up, then whiskey drinking and other type of drinking is usually up as well. So that's the one thing people, two things that never suffer. The beauty industry, because women will always buy makeup. There's no way that women are ever going to skimp on makeup if they can afford it. And alcohol. Those are the two things that never, ever drop, no matter what the economy looks like. So the fact that there's so much whiskey being had, it's great for Jim Beam. I don't know what it says about the economy. I think it definitely speaks to how stressed out everyone is, for sure.
Speaking of, this is just a little tip. This weekend I spent some time with a friend of mine who was she's become kind of, I don't know, at 40, she's become a whiskey drinker, which I think is so funny because she's always been wine or vodka. That's pretty much it. But now she's really loving whiskey, and she just found a peach whiskey that she was telling me about.
Oh yeah, a lot of flavored ones. There's a honey maple one, and then there's, I think Jack Daniel's makes a cherry flavored one, which sounds kind of gross to me, but I can't do the brown liquor. I mean, I've tried, and I feel like I would be cooler if I did it, but I can't.
I don't know, Kara. I think this is a challenge. I think we need to take Victoria out and suggest brown liquor just to see what happens. She'll be like a little mini experiment.
Yeah, I have no idea how brown liquor would even react, like how I would react to brown liquor.
It's but sort of like me and tequila.
Ooh. Oh, really? That's not a good match?
Not a good match.
Is tequila a good match for anyone?
No,
because I'm in the
no.
same boat as you did.
not recommend it.
I love
Let's
how
just
so
say
many
anything I'm ashamed of it has happened as a result of tequila.
Everybody has bad tequila stories, and yet I love when I guess maybe I just have true alcoholic friends, but they're like, tequila's an upper. It, like, you never get sad, and you don't get hungover. I'm like, really? Because every time I've ever had tequila, I am really hungover the next day.
And very sad. I'm sad just thinking about it.
Yes.
All right, football news. That's right. You never hear it here on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, but we will have football news, ladies. And for all of you, my fantasy team, Russell Wilson. That's all I
know. I want
say.
An update on your fantasy team.
We'll do that next. It's 42 minutes past the hour.
The American Veterinary Medical Association and its members are proudly participating in the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd. Through the efforts of the global One Health movement, veterinarians are committed to working across scientific disciplines to attain optimal health for animals, people, and the environment. Dr. Cheryl Stroud, Executive Director of the U.S.-based Global One Health Commission, says,
"The commission was created to help professionals reconnect across silos that have developed as we've become more specialized."
Dr. Stroud adds, "We all have a role to play to make One Health a success.
Every profession, from anthropologists to physicians to veterinarians, plays a critical role by joining together to share knowledge and help solve today's global health challenges."
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 minutes past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug out on vacation. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. See that, ladies? Here.
There you go.
Down the fort. And because Doug is gone, we get to do a little football news.
Which we are all fans of.
We're all fans of it. I actually have to admit, I did not sit down and watch football. I just couldn't. I was in mourning after the Dodgers lost. I was happy that the Kings hockey team had won. I didn't sit down with football, mostly because when I watch, my fantasy football team seems to lose. So I like to just dismiss football for the day, and then usually I get good results on my fantasy football team. Alas, that was not the case this week. When my quarterback, Russell Wilson, who has sat nicely on my bench for, all but 1 week, apparently the USA Today and many other sources, including ESPN, are saying that Russell Wilson just isn't even his normal self, even if he won't admit it. He used to be this dynamic, great quarterback, and he's doing okay this year, but it just seems like he's lost that spark. So we were kind of chatting off air, and Kara, I think you mentioned it. Maybe this is because he got married. Is he struggling? He had an injury. What could be the reason behind Russell Wilson losing it a little?
Yeah, and I hate, because I think they said this before they got married, too, that Sierra was going to distract him and he wasn't going to do as well. And that irritates me because,
yes.
Like, if you are good enough at your job, then it shouldn't matter.
The woman always gets blamed, especially if she's famous. Remember Yoko Romo or whatever they did?
Yeah.
Poor Jessica Simpson.
In this situation, I actually wouldn't be surprised if it's not necessarily the woman's fault, but he's realized how exciting life can be off the field, and maybe
that's a very subtle way of saying he's having sex again.
Very nice, not as Karen. Dedicated to the sport. I don't know.
Well, before he probably had a lot of pent up aggression. Now that's not the case so much.
Yeah,
he barely ran during this game. And Pete Carroll, who's the coach of the Seahawks, was asked about what was going on. He said, "Well, you know, he played his heart out. You know, he's like, I don't know how much harder I can ask him to play, but he's had some injuries that have really plagued him. He says he's healthy, but his knee, he had a torn ligament. He's had some knee and ankle issues. And you have to think with the aggressive way that football is played, if your knee is out of whack or if something is compromised, you can pretend you're feeling great, but you just to stay in the game, but it obviously shows through. So
yeah. And just if you have an injury like that, I mean, it's just human nature. You want to protect yourself. So you want to be more cautious so you don't re-injure that. So maybe it's just a case of him not being 100% and being overly cautious and protective as well. But either way, yeah, he's definitely there. It's not the same spark from Russell Wilson, and obviously a detriment to your fantasy football team.
Obviously. I think he got me like 2 points. Thank God for Philip Rivers, who does okay, except for this week. Also, real quick here, Eli Manning in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, he denied that he and the New York Giants used an audible play call that referenced Donald Trump during their victory over the LA Rams. It's 50 past the hour here on Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And Victoria and Kara Schillen at the controls, Doug out on vacation. Now, ladies, it is Tech Talk time. Hashtag Tech Talk. That's how I like to say it. And the biggest story that has really gone through the weekend is this hack that has really had an impact on a huge amount of websites. Twitter, Netflix, Spotify, Airbnb, Reddit, Etsy, SoundCloud, the New York Times. All of these websites were hit on Friday, and it looks like it's this DIN, is that right, D-Y-N, that was behind it?
Well, DIN is the company that actually runs the servers for all of these companies. And so DIN got overloaded with these fake bots, and essentially they were hacked somewhere on the dark web, which I always love when people talk
web.
About the dark web. Somewhere on the dark web, there was code that was posted. And so they have traced it to that much, but they don't know who's responsible for this. At 7:01 Eastern time on Friday morning, I was running our shows at DJV Show, our Twitter feed, and everything froze. And I switched from my phone to my computer and back and forth, and nothing was loading, and it was a disaster. The whole thing was frozen. And when that happens in my world, like, my world shuts down.
Well,
if it's
so
not on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter, and you think about Amazon, I mean, all these places that we use for sort of our lifeblood. What I think is even more creepy about this, though, is that actually people were able to hack into DVRs. They were able to go into anything that was internet connected, like perhaps thermostats, or you have the iRing doorbell system that's internet connected.
Yep.
You have the connected toaster. These are all, I mean, this kind of stuff, forget the websites. Like, that's bad enough. You think about how connected we are. But when you think that now we've brought the internet into our homes, our refrigerators have internet. Like I said, our doorbells, like, all of this stuff is now connected online. And not to scare people, but this stuff is very vulnerable to hacking. I don't think this will be the first instance of this.
No, and it's not. It's the scary thing about it too. And when you have PayPal, which is connected to your bank accounts, that's the one that's really the scariest of all. But then, you know, Amazon has Nest, and they have, you know, that's the at home thermostat control. Like, your whole life gets, your whole house is controlled by that. And that's the, you know, if that gets hacked, you know, your energy bills are affected. I mean, there's so many other things that trickle down from this. They say that personal information was not targeted. For whatever reason, though, and this is what scares me, there was a plan behind this, and the reason to overload servers is to distract on some level. So that's what's a little disconcerting to me. Like, what were they doing? What were they looking for? Or was it just a prank? Were they really just trying to overload servers just to see what would happen?
Just to see they can do.
Yeah, or is there something more sinister going on here? I mean, this was actually a direct plot out of Mr. Robot. So I don't know if Mr. Robot is giving the wrong ideas, but they, in one of the episodes of Mr. Robot, which is a great show on USA, the hackers hacked into a woman's house who was, her entire house is completely like an iHouse. Everything was completely controlled by her iPad and her iPhone. They hacked into her entire system. They messed with her stereo. Every single thing was messed with.
Not the
with.
Stereo.
Like, they blasted it so that it would, like, drove her out of her own house.
Oh, my
God. I mean,
God.
It was, and she couldn't turn it off. And the heating and everything was all messed up. Her shower was even a programmable shower, and she couldn't turn her water off. So, I mean, it's this kind of stuff that's, you think, oh, it's just TV, but it's real.
Yeah, and it's a new reality for us. Is every new product that we bring into our home has some sort of internet connection on it. It's kind of crazy. All right, also in some strange tech talk news, Pizza Hut has started doing a new tattoo, a tattoo that you put on your body that lets you order pizza to your door by tapping your phone against the new ink that is on your arm. It's not a real tattoo. It's like a temporary tattoo, like a sticker that basically gets touched to your phone, and then the app will fire off the order ready to go. How sad are we at the point now that we can't actually call Pizza Hut or order online? Now we just have to rub it up against our tattoo on our arm.
I mean, we can't even use an app anymore. You just need to just barely graze your phone by your arm, and it'll automatically order for you. I mean, how lazy are we?
Is it embarrassing to go out in public with one of those tattoos
yes.
on your arm?
Yes, yes, sir. Right? Yes. Now, this is only available in the UK for now, but you know when it starts there, it comes here.
Mm-hmm.
So be on the lookout for that. New Pizza Hut tattoos. All right, it has been Tech Talk time. Oh, boy. I don't know. It makes me sad, right?
I know. At the same time, there's a small part of me that wants it.
I kind of want to see how it works, but when we start paying for pizza with our wrist tattoo, oh, big trouble. All right, Tech Talk time on air. Doug, Jen, Victoria at 59 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.